Okay, so may I ask you to? Yeah, okay, recording is started. So welcome everyone on the call. We received some apologies. We have apologies from Pablo, from Yangon. Any other apologies? Okay, apparently not.
Sorry, Katrina, those were the only two.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So, and we are quarried. Please note that the live captioning has been deferred for now, so that I can that there are some coordinating issues, which is not ready to be rolled out yet. So, before we start the meeting, let me note that since our last call, some of our colleagues in Latin America and the Caribbean regions were hit by natural disasters, and some still have to deal with them. So I believe I speak on behalf of the full council, saying that our thoughts are with them, and we wish them, their families, their friends, all the best in these difficult circumstances, and if any help is needed from their fellow CCTLDs. Over here, we're here to do whatever we can. Any updates on the situation there? Anyone? Stephen, thank you very much for giving us more information on Dottie and then Pablo. And if you have any latest updates.
I have no new updates other than the storm did come right over Pablo's head yesterday or the day before. Up to him as the storm was beginning big time, and he felt he was in a secure place. Dottie felt she was in a secure place, and the path of the storm was such that she should be fine because it was pretty south of her. It was about 80 to 110 kilometers south of her. But I have not spoken to either since the storm. The entire electrical grid in Puerto Rico is gone. It's estimated it'll take about 6 months to get it back together, which leads me to predict we'll be moving ICANN 61. So it's a mess. It is a huge mess. That's all I've got on that. When I get hold of either, I'll let the list know.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much. Yeah, well, it's highly likely that they will need to have to move the meeting, unfortunately. Again, yeah, but the most important thing is that they are safe and everything is good. Okay, so let's move forward. We have minutes and actions. Minutes from our last meeting on 24th of August were circulated and no comments were received. So here we have some action items. Four action items that have been completed. We have one more action item. It's about FAQ document prepared by the underserved regions working group of ICANN, of GAC, sorry. And that's with that, Bart, right after our call, last call, as decided, BAR distributed Word document. Unfortunately, no feedback was received, so this is still an ongoing action. Well, it's not action in terms of, BAR completed the action, but I think we need another action item that all councillors have a look at the document and submit their comments and proposals to check it. There is one, Nigel, please.
Are we talking about this now or is it under AOB?
Oh, we can leave it until AOB because we do not have a separate action item for this one.
Okay, now I've got some comments under AOB. Thanks.
Okay. With that, one more thing. We have We have one of our agenda items. It's agenda item number 7. About non-farm appointments. So the question is, there's a proposal to move this agenda item to the very end, because apparently we'll need a tougher discussion on that one. It might be a little bit sensitive for Byron, so that's why there is a proposal to move it to the end of the meeting, so in case Byron feels that he does not want to participate in the discussion, so Byron can just excuse himself and get some time back or leave the meeting. But if that's okay, it's absolutely okay with us that Byron participates in the discussion. But if Byron feels it's better for him not to do that, but it is quite sensitive issue, we can move it to the end. So, Byron, your call. So if you feel uncomfortable, we can move it to the end. If it's okay, we can go as planned and leave it as agenda item number 7.
This is Byron. Yeah, this is Byron. Given the sensitive nature of it, and given that the person in question, in a sense through no fault of her own, but nonetheless is the focus of this, is my board member or a board member of my organization, and therefore, in a sense, at least in part, my boss, I think it would be most sensible for me to recuse myself from this discussion so as not to interfere with what is an important discussion, but also to recuse myself for my own reasons. So I would suggest we put it at the end, if that's okay.
Okay, thank you very much. So if there are no objections from others, let's move agenda item number 7 to the end. Okay, let's move forward then. Overview of our inter-meeting. First, it was a letter to GNSO about our participation in the Working Track 5. It was discussed and it was sent to the GNSO with CC to the board, ICANN CEO, and our co-chair, co-leader of the Working Track, Annabeth. And then another one was adoption of the final, here it says report, but in fact it was the response to the board's letter. So it's not a report, because report was submitted earlier. So please, may I ask to correct the title here. As you remember, again, we discussed the report was submitted by the working party to the council. The council reviewed it, so we, since we received one of the, which was against the adoption of the letter, so we had to do a vote, and majority, well, actually all others, were in favor of the report of the response. So that's done as well. One more thing regarding this one. Now, as you saw, the response has been submitted to the board. We do not expect any activities, at least not before the meeting in Abu Dhabi. It's not quite clear when the board is going to deal with this issue, because for the board, now they have a meeting in Montevideo. Probably it will not work out for them if their agenda is still already. But if not, so it will be in Abu Dhabi. And they also asked if they want to some briefing from ESSEC and CCNSO. We are available and ready to do. So now it's with the board, but one thing I really would like to note here is that I was informed that someone from the CCNSO approached ESSAC members and supported previous advice given by ESSAC and did not support the response. I'd say that's really against any CCNSO procedures and rules that we have in place. That's an attempt to circumvent discussions and decision made by CCNSO Council and CCNSO members. So, unfortunately, I don't know who it was, but I think they really, that was not a nice move. This also actually takes care of agenda item number 8. I think we won't be able to skip it. Next agenda item. Are there any questions regarding this one? If yes, please raise your hand. If no, we will just proceed forward. Then we have agenda item number 4. King, please, yes.
Thank you, Katrina. Can you hear me well?
Yes, we can hear you very well.
Oh, thank you very much. I actually simply just like to, speak to the group is that, I mean, although I'm not voting to support the letter, I however thanks for Hota-san and the team for drafting and also trying to reach make sure that the CCNSO would have a way to resolve a very very difficult issue like this. I have made my point clear during the discussion, and thanks for hearing me out. It is what it is. So I'm very happy. With the result, but although there's much work for us to do in terms of, overall, managing or delegating IDN's name. So I think this leaves a good, learning experience. At least to myself. So, but thanks for those who's been really, who has been very involved in this. I'll just like to make that point. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim. Absolutely. Our members in the working party were excellent. So thanks a lot again to Hiro and Bafa. And, of course, to participants from ESSAC for being able to find the common understanding and complete the work. Okay, so let's move forward then. Agenda item number 4. Barak, could you please mute the your mic? So there's echo. Barak, please mute. Thank you. So as you noticed, there has been issued a call for nominations for board seat number 12. It's posted and it closes on 11 October. Nominations and secondments are publicly available, so you can follow the news, so to speak. Next on our agenda are council elections. So Joke, as election manager, could you give us a brief update on the current status?
Absolutely. Thank you, Katrina. This is Joke speaking. So the call for nominations for the council will start on Tuesday, the 26th of September. So on Monday, you may expect an email with some further details on this nomination. The announcement will also be published on the CCNSO website, and the deadline to nominate and second candidates for the CCNSO Council is Tuesday, the 17th of October. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So be ready for that. Any questions regarding this one? If no, we can move forward. Next is something that we briefly discussed on the last call. It's about the co-chairmanship on the CCWG on option for C, as you know, Ching has been appointed as our interim co-chair, but since after the next site committee, Ching is stepping down as the as a councillor, so he won't have no formal ties with CCNSO anymore. Nevertheless, he's doing a good job on this working group, there was a general support from our members on that group and from other councillors for Ching to continue. Ching, again, reaffirmed that he's ready and willing to continue in this role to complete the work. So, any discussions on that? Ching will provide us an update a little bit later later on our agenda. Now I see would like to say something. Yes, please, Ching.
Yes, I very quickly thank you, Chair, is that I'd like to thank my colleagues and also the CCNSO participants for their support. Yes, I have, working with Eric, the GNSO co-chair, side by side on many of the interesting issues. I think down the road is that there's no really a harsh or hard deadline, but there's still lots of work for us to complete. So once again, I thank you and also thank them for the support. And I think work to be carried on, and I will do the best the best I can. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I hope that even though you won't be a CCNSO you will be appointee, but you will not be related to CCNSO. You still will keep CCNSO interest and CCNSO hat on while you're doing your duties on this working group.
Yes,
so,
sure.
Thank you. Anyone would like to move? We have a resolution here. Okay, I see that Peter moved and Stephen seconded. Thank you. Or unless this is a question. Okay, hope not. So, thank you. Then we have a draft resolution. Anyone is against? No. Anyone abstain?
Chair, I'd like to abstain. Yes, Ms. Ching.
Yes, Ching abstain. All the others are in favor. So thank you very much. Please also note that even though Yangam had to apologize herself from the meeting, she was not able to join. She signaled her agreement with three of the resolutions we have here. So, and this, if I correct, this was one of the ones that had her full support. So even though she's not on the call, she supports the resolution. So thank you. This one is adopted. Next, we're moving to adopted updated charter of the TLD Ops. As you know, this is a group that is very active, and it has evolved from being just a group trying to get contacts, exchange contacts among CCTLDs. They also do some trainings and other stuff. They try to engage the security community, and they needed to update their charter in order to reflect all the work they're doing at the moment. So they submitted their updated charter. So, and we have a resolution. Actually, you had charter in your materials. And here is the decision. We need to correct, adjust the revision number, not version number. So, or version number, I don't know. Maybe version number, it sounds more like that. So version number, change in the decision, the text. Oh, anyone would like to move? And second? Okay, Stephen moved, Alejandro seconded, thank you. Anyone would like to say something about this one? I think this is really a very, very good working steering committee. They do excellent work. And Stephen, I see you would like to say something. Yes, please, Stephen.
I just want to encourage everyone to run with this because it's an important working group. It does really top-notch work in keeping ICANN Financial in line, but also helping ICANN Financial. Xavier has really come to respect the group. We did need to tweak it a little bit, but I would encourage everyone to vote for it. Thank you.
Here we're talking about TLD Ops, not SLP. The Standing Committee, Ops Standing Committee.
You're right. It's early.
Yes, it is early.
I have Giovanni on the brain because I was just dealing with something for him.
Yes, so, I understand all those acronyms.
Right. Well, TLD Ops is the same setup. I mean,
yes.
You're doing a lot of outreach.
Yes,
now,
and they're also working on updated charter, but haven't submitted it yet. So, TLD
Ops. My apologies for that one.
No, that's fine, That's fine. Great. It's early morning for you, right?
Yep.
Okay, so let's have a vote here. Stephen, please lower your hand, because now we're going to vote. Thank you. Anyone against? Anyone abstains? Okay, if not, then I assume everyone is in favor. Thank you very much. Please inform the TLD of Standing Committee accordingly. Now we have agenda item number 7 that we move to the end of the meeting. Then we have next agenda item, for some reason it's also number 7. We already had an update on that, and let's move to next agenda item then, which is the update on the progress of our PDP. Nigel, as the chair of this working group, could you update us, please, on the latest developments?
Microphone is working.
Yes, it is working.
Thanks. Work is proceeding apace. I'm very pleased to have the participation of a number of people with relevant skills and some new people. The last meeting was held about a week ago. Unfortunately, both Stephen and I were in APTLD meeting in Tbilisi, and we tried to join, although I passed the chair to the vice chair for that meeting. We tried to join, unfortunately we couldn't, and for one reason or another, that meeting was abbreviated. It only lasted 15 or 20 minutes, so not really too much progress since the last report to the last council meeting, but we have another meeting in a week's time, almost exactly to the day. We have our meetings on Thursday, and if any councillors would like to join the call, simply to listen to what we're talking about, even if they don't want to participate, we'd be very, very welcome. So that's the situation so far.
Thank you, Nigel. Are there any questions or comments from others on the call? Okay, if not, thank you very much. And let's move forward. So next item is appointment of volunteers to the terms of reference. You can so read you ICANN meeting strategy and venue selection criteria group. We discussed it previous calls, and we received applications from several volunteers. So it's Margarita. She was our appointee on the ICANN meetings working group, the one that developed the new meeting strategy, so she knows the background and the material for discussing that group and the idea behind the change of the meeting strategy. Then Alejandra, as the chair of CCNHO program working group. And then we have three other volunteers, non-counselors, Jordan, Mira, and Giovanni. And well, we basically need to formally appoint them to this this drafting team, so to speak. Anyone would like to move and second? Demi moves and Nigel seconds. Thank you. Anyone would like to ask, comment something? Apparently not. So anyone against the decision? No. Anyone abstains? No. So everyone is in favor. Thank you very much. And let's move to the next agenda item. Here we will need to change the information on the screen, and I'll ask Alejandra to give us more information or brief us on the changes on our agenda. So Alejandra, the floor is yours.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you very well.
Thank you very much. So this is a very brief update. From the last time I showed you the agenda, the items have been a little bit shuffled between times. But what we need to see, more importantly, are the joint meetings. So we start our day again with a members meeting introduction, then we continue with the working group update. And after the coffee break, we have the PDP session. And now, after the lunch break, we have the joint meeting with the CCNSO, between CCNSO and the GAC. This was in the previous agenda, it was earlier, but now it is at 1:30, so please take note of that. And then we have, some ICANN updates after the CCNSO and the GAC meeting that were on the other day previously, but they're here. Then we continue after the coffee break with the PTA session, and after the break we have the update of the regional organization and finish with ICANN meeting strategy review of the selection venue criteria. Now, the major changes were done on Wednesday, since now the ICANN board confirmed with us when they will be meeting with the CEO, and the selected time was, again, after the lunch break. With that, we have to make some major changes on Wednesday agenda. We start with an internet governance session, and then we had to split the question and answers to the candidate and the candidate statements for the CCNSO Council nominee and for the ICANN board since C12 candidates. So we will have the council nominees first, then coffee break, then our sessions on the CCNSO as a decisional participant. After that, another update from ICANN accountability, lunch break, then the meeting with the board, and after the meeting with the board, we have the session with the candidates for board seat 12. Then we have coffee break, a CCTLDU news session, and after the break, the CCNSO council meeting. Some notes that are worth saying is that we had to deferred the legal session from ICANN 60 to ICANN 61 due to these changes in the agenda, so we could have enough time for questions and answers with the council and the board C12 nominees. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, please ask them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Alejandra, for this update. Peter.
Hi, Katrina. Thank you, Alejandra. I'm sure everybody has already seen the news about .cat. Obviously not a ccTLD, but the issue that they are currently involved in is, I think, something that that crosses that distinction between Gs and Cs. Strictly speaking, it is a matter of responsibility for content, and it is obviously it has a political background. Something I think it should be appropriate for the CCNSO or center to have any sort of discussion on that background. But the matter at hand, I think, is crucial to our industry. So I was wondering if there is a chance that we could at least offer them a slot, or at least get some reliable feedback of what is currently happening there from a legal technical perspective into the CCNSO meeting. I think that would be most interesting for the participants. Thanks.
Thank you very much. It is a really very big issue, and probably it should be addressed not only at the CCNSO meeting, but at some cross-community session, because this is clearly a cross-community topic to discuss and to evaluate. Alejandra, would you like to comment? What current agenda and Peter's proposal?
Well, I do believe it would be worth it to know what is going on with .cat. And if everyone agrees, we could try to find some time within the CCNSO agenda. As far as I know, we have a little space on the CCTLD news session. Or we can try to also mention this during the next ICANN planning meeting that we have, if I'm not mistaken, in a couple of weeks or in a week. I leave it to you. Let me know what would you prefer.
Actually, I like Jean's proposal in chat. This could be a topic for CNSO, GNSO meeting. And something maybe to raise during DNS abuse session. We have one session on that, right? Okay. Yes, Peter.
Hi, Katrina. Peter speaking. If I could make a suggestion, given the urgency, what is happening with our colleagues from .cat, I would certainly be in favor to try to find an opportunity, not saying it needs to be within the CCNSO meeting. It can be on the agenda of the joint session with the GNSO, or it could be a topic or briefly addressed during the public forum or during a common interest session. But what I would like to suggest is that we reserve some time for this during the legal session at I-61, because what has been put on the back burner is that also an issue occurred with our colleagues from Costa Rica. Unfortunately, I won't be in Abu Dhabi, so there was no chance to plan this in as a topic for the legal session. But I'm seeing now already two issues within TLDs, and we could have a legal session that has this as a leading subject to bring this in depth and in detail to the knowledge of our members.
Thank you, Peter. Nigel? Nigel, we can't hear you.
Yeah, sorry for the delay. I pushed the wrong button. I can see it's working now. I agree with both Peters. .cat is a GTLD and governed by contracts with ICANN rather than RFC 1591 and Garrity. But this could easily happen in another country to a CCTLD, so it's a direct interest to us.
Thank you. Please lower your hand. Okay, any more comments? Okay, thank you. Alejandra, look and think what we can do with that. Okay, thank you. Let's go back to agenda. Please note that on Sunday we're going to have a council prep meeting. Okay, Peter, I see your hand is up. Yes, please.
Yes, thank you, Katrina. Just a practical question. Do we know already when the council prep meeting will take place?
Okay, I think Secretariat can give us the latest information. Yes, please, Bart or Kim.
This is Bart. Prep meeting will be on Sunday lunchtime.
And we have a workshop as well.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
Ultimately, we have workshop and prep meeting. And we have a lot of fun. Okay, thank you. Please arrange your trips accordingly so that we can have a productive meeting on Sunday. Another thing, the council meeting you could see was scheduled for Wednesday afternoon now. Point under this item we have about the seasonal, seasonal cocktail update. Well, currently it looks like that a 2 hours cocktail where the some canapes and the beverage drinks. The minimal cost would be $14,000. It's really very expensive because of in order to have drinks, we need to choose hotels, and drinks are generally not cheap in Abu Dhabi. So plus there will be some additional 7% on top of that, you know, taxes or something. So currently we have $11,000, and it looks that it's quite possible that we will not get the necessary amount. And plus, it's really very expensive. Plus, this time due to Steve Crocker's farewell party. We would have to have it on Wednesday instead of traditional Tuesday evening. So with all of that, I think that it's quite possible that we will need to cancel a PCSO cocktail. So thanks a lot to everyone who offered any amount of money to sponsor this event, but currently it looks like it's really very expensive and probably we should defer it to the next meeting. But, okay, that's the latest information. Topics for discussion with the board. So, current, we need to submit them by 29th September. Here we have, we have some suggestions about a letter on our participation in the working track in the file about the country use of country territory names as CCPOD. Then one of the maybe the thing to discuss with them are NOMCOM appointments, how to ensure that the NOMCOM lives up to its role and really ensures diversity and other things that they are supposed to deliver added value to whatever we do. Then one of the topics, again, the proposal, it could be, we could discuss, well, every time they, when we fix some time slots, they change it to another one, sometimes even several times. And it makes it really difficult to do the planning. And, this time, again, they came up with a change in the slot, and we had to reshuffle our agenda to accommodate new slot. As a result, we cannot have a legal session in Abu Dhabi. So this could be one of the topics to discuss with them, and maybe also talk about this. We had this brief exchange of emails on the council list about the necessity for SOACs to coordinate their selections because of the limits imposed by the bylaws, the number of board members from one region. And as I saw, there was a discussion in the chat window. Yes, currently we cannot select ICANN board a member to seat 12 from AP region because one of the two of our appointments, Chris was elected from AP. He was from AP region when he was elected, and he still associates himself with that region. So, yes, I see that Alejandra supports that we talk seriously with the board about the way they change the agenda so late in the planning. Any other proposals? And I saw that Stephen also supported that we talk to the board about NOMCOM. I don't know if board is responsible for NOMCOM, because according to the bylaws, NOMCOM is an independent body. So I don't know if they you can say that they are responsible for NOMCOM. But nevertheless, this is something that we need to discuss. Any other proposals for the topics? Okay, if not, let's move forward, because we're already a little bit, we still need some more time to discuss agenda item number 7, the one we moved. So we have CSC, ARZARC, and ECA update. CSC update report was distributed recently, and I saw that there's 100% PTI met the requirements. So, Byron, would you like to give us some more detailed updates?
Sure, Katrina. Thank you. As Katrina mentioned, the service levels were met at 100%, so that's the third month in a row they've done that, which is good. In terms of what the CSC is doing, we are focused on developing the remedial action procedures, and we're sort of well into the substance of doing that. We are also working on providing some feedback to the CSC Charter Review Team. So believe it or not, we're already approaching the one-year mark of the transition and of the CSC. And part of that process involves a charter review, which everybody will be able to participate in, but so will the CSC itself. So we are working on putting forward some suggestions to that, which include some suggestions in terms of how service level metrics or the service level agreement itself can be changed for, let's call them, relatively minor adjustments or fine-tuning of the metrics. Right now, any change essentially requires a reopening of the contract, which, as I'm sure everybody on this call will recognize, is a very substantial burden. Putting that contract together in the first place was a very intensive exercise, and opening the contract is not an easy thing to do. There's a high bar, which is reasonable for opening a contract, but not necessarily what we want to be able to fine-tune some of the metrics. So we will also be proposing some adjustments to how metrics are fine-tuned or updated over time as we learn, as PTI learns, and as the process itself unfolds. So we'll be making some suggestions there as well. And we'll certainly be providing more details on that at the Abu Dhabi meeting. And in fact, as we just went over in the agenda update, there will be a PTI session, which the CSC will be providing more detailed input at. And certainly the Charter Review team will be there as well. So we'll have an opportunity to discuss this in more detail. But really it's just about fine-tuning the metrics as we have learned over the past year. So we'll be bringing that to the CCNSO membership in a full way in Abu Dhabi. I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any, but that's my report for now.
Thank you very much, Byron. That I see we have 10 minutes or full hour when people will start leaving. Therefore, I would like to move to that. They should be deferred to the end of the meeting. I see we still have some updates. I believe that people could have written updates on that. Or propose that now we move to agenda number item number 7. And Byron, unless you have anything to say, some vice chair's update or something else you'd like to have. And I see that Nigel has something. I'm not understanding chat window, friendly points of order. And okay, Nigel, I'll give you. Please be brief.
Well, I need to be very quick because I'm conscious of the time. It's very helpful and correct that Byron recuses himself from speaking and participating in this item, but I don't think it's necessary for him to actually leave the meeting. So if he wishes to, if he doesn't, that's another matter, but if he wishes to, he should stay and listen. There's no reason for this discussion to be in secret.
Well, first, it's not secret because it's recorded and anyone can listen to it. That's one thing. Another thing, I agree with you, and I, as I said in the beginning, if Byron wishes to stay, he's more than welcome to stay. It's really purely his decision what to do. But if he doesn't feel comfortable, so this is the point where or he could just leave the discussion. So thank you very much. Thank you, Byron. With that, let's move to agenda item number 7. And that is about the Hongkong appointment to the CCNSO Council. Let me give you a brief summary of the situation. The situation is that the NOMCOM has appointed, as you know, each year they appoint one NOMCOM councillor to the CCNSO Council. And this time they have appointed a person who is a member of CIRA board. The CIRA is the organization that is a CCTLD manager for .ca. So technically that means that we have a board member from the same organization that is already has excellent counselor on the CCNSO Council. we did study some historical development, and it it came to, well, in a, apparently this has very similar things have happened before, for example, in 2008, Nomcom appointed an employee of CCTLD manager, and that manager was not represented on the council at that time. Nevertheless, the board felt, or the CCTLD council felt, that this is not appropriate for the Nomcom to choose somebody from CCTLD. And, well, as you know, Signature Council is very diverse. First of all, we have three councillors per region. So all five regions are equally represented on the Signature Council. We have councillors from big registries, we have councillors from small registries, from private organizations, from state institutions, from non-profit organizations. So we are diverse. We are diverse in the sense of the CCTLD world. The role of the NOMCOM is to add some diversity by choosing people who are not related to CCTLD and who could add some perspective to what we're discussing, different perspectives. And definitely they should not interfere with the council by appointing people who already are related to CCTLDs. And that was stressed several times in our conversations with NOMCOM. We have prepared some guidance for the NOMCOM, and that's guide document, it clearly says that we expect NOMCOM to appoint, strongly advise the nominating committee not to appoint members who are directly or indirectly associated with a CCTLD manager, and that either as a board member, employee, or advisor, nor board member or employee of a regional organization. And in email conversation between Leslie, when she was the chair of the CCNSO, and Wanda, who was the chair of the NOMCOM, in the email conversation, the chair of the NOMCOM, again, confirmed that the NOMCOM would be avoiding any member already belonging to the CC management participating in the CC constituent. Nevertheless, despite all of the guidance of strong advisors and of the previous assurance issued to us by previous NOMCOM chair, currently they have selected a member of Canadian Internet Registry Association board, and I believe that this appointment fails to comply with the above-quoted long-standing criteria. And this time our concern is abbreviated by the additional fact that the relevant CCTLD manager is already represented on the CCNSO Council by a member unanimously elected by CCNSO members from that particular region. So that is a brief summary of the situation. So the proposed course of action would be that we draft a letter, send a strong letter to NOMCOM with CC to the board and to the appointee herself, saying that we find that this is not acceptable. Now, with that, Byron excused himself from voting and from speaking on this issue. This is a very sensitive issue, and it also touches on NOMCOM's right to appoint whoever they want. So if somebody of NOMCOM's appointed councillors feels that you do not feel comfortable speaking or voting on this issue, since you're are selected by non-coms. Nobody will think badly of you if you decide to excuse yourself from this discussion. Nevertheless, you're more than welcome to participate and say, because you actually are adding some different perspective and more diversity on top of our CCTLD diversity. Okay, I see a queue here. Nigel, please.
Okay, I'm going to be very quick, although I kind of understand that if we contain quorum, we can overrun by a few minutes. It is a very important issue. It seems to me that NOMCOM, this is the third time, does not pay attention to what it's supposed to do. It seems to be causing a diversity issue rather than preventing one. I'm persuaded by the argument of the chair. I think it's feedback from someone. So I'm going to take what the proposal is at complete face value, but I don't really think that we need to get involved in drafting a suitable letter in plenary by email through council. I propose that council be given, the chair, that's you, Katrina, be given the discretion to write a letter in suitable terms.
Thank you, Nigel. Debbie?
Yeah, thanks, Katrina. I'd just like to propose that letter, it should actually request that the nominating committee update their procedures to add additional information to either their additional considerations for the CCNSO position or to the eligibility factors, that actually turns around specific mention to the sorts of issues you've raised about considering the current makeup, not allowing or appointing somebody else from an equivalent CC, etc. They've got their procedures, and the procedures are so vague that they are of no guidance at all when it comes to appointing the CCNSO person. I think we should ask them to actually enhance those. And they should stick to them. Thanks.
Thank you, Debbie. Steve?
Thank you. As Nigel noted, this is the third time that they've done something they shouldn't have done with respect to their appointment process to the CCNSO Council. I'd further like to point out to Council that the 2012 guideline, which Katrina read earlier, was requested by the then-chair of the NONCOM in a conversation with the then-chair of the CCNSO. So we have a situation where they asked us for guidance, we gave them guidance, and, you know, 5 years later they completely ignore it. And I really think the board and the NONCOM need a bit of a nudge. And I concur with Nigel to give the chair the discretion to put together the letter so we don't spend a lot of time on the list. All editing carrying on. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks,
Katrina.
Thanks, Katrina. Excuse me.
Sorry, Peter. It's Margarita. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm completely in agreement with previous speakers that the ignorance by NOMCOM is quite appalling. The only thing I would like to warn about, and that's the lawyer in me waking up, is that we should be very careful what we put in the letter. If we say that the proposed appointment is unacceptable to the CCNSO Council, then we will have to act upon that, meaning that in practice we will have to deny the appointed NOMCOM member to actively take part in council meetings and voting and taking decisions, etc., etc. So we should be aware, we should not want to risk to end up in an open war and even worse, giving the feeling that we as CCNSO would like to have some kind of a veto right towards NOMCOM appointments. So while I'm perfectly in line with all our grievances towards the NOPCOM, I would advise for a very careful writing of the letter, so that we do not open up a can of worms and being faced with undesired consequences of our own wording. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. I think that we have no right to refuse the appointee by NOMCOM. Nevertheless, we still can find it unacceptable behavior from NOMCOM. At least that's my feeling. Nigel.
Thank you. I'll be quick because I think Margarita is not on the Adobe and was trying to say something. 2 points. I was going to come back to Debbie and simply say that what you said was right, but we did this in 2012, and they still didn't pay attention. So the time has come for strong words about the NOMCOM. As far as Peter is concerned, Katrina was right. I disagree with you mildly, respectfully. The legal situation is that if the candidate insists on taking her seat, we cannot refuse this. The NOMCOM position is that they appoint, and we have no veto. There's nothing in the ICANN bylaws that gives us a veto. However, we have a problem in regard to the conflict of interest procedure that ICANN bylaws have. Now, that does not, shockingly, does not apply to any of the councils of any of the SOs, as far as I can tell. But we ought to have some kind of conflict of interest. We have a situation here whereby, as was put to us just recently, the person is another person's boss. So effectively, that CCTLD has two votes on council. Even if we trust, and I do trust, the people concerned to do the right thing, there is what's known in the ICANN bylaws as a perceived conflict, and I think it's irreconcilable. I think it's an unfortunate position. I don't blame the candidate. I don't blame the existing member of council. I do blame the NOMCOM, and enough's enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Katrina?
Yeah, thank you very much, Nigel. Yes, Margarita?
Well, something that is strange for me, it's because one of the duties that we have when we represent CCNSO in the NOMCOM committee is exactly avoid or lead to the chair of the NOMCOM to avoid this kind of mistakes. I remember I opposite to die when I was in the NOMCOM and somebody that were from the community of the CCNSO could be nominated to the CCNSO council because it's unbalanced. It's a problem because the regions, all the things that we have, the rules we have in order to have this equilibrium in the CCNSO council. So something that is very important is that our representatives in the NOMCOM have to fight in order to do not have this kind of situations again. That's my comment.
Yeah, thank you very much, Margarita. Yes, please note again the composition of the NOMCOM. We have only one seat, and in total there are 17 or 18 NOMCOMers who, but I'm sure you know that as you've been NOMCOM yourself. So it's really difficult for one person to fight against all the others. I need to clarify that in 2012, that was the email exchange was with respect to NOMCOM appointed. The counselor Becky was appointed by NOMCOM, and she changed her jobs and then. She moved to NOSTAR and started working for CPT or the operator. So she wanted to clarify this part. So technically, the second time that the non-com ignores our request, so not the third time, unless I missed something. Here we have a decision in front of us. The decision suggests that we all look at the letter and the draft and all participate in enhancing it. And then I heard some proposals from Nigel and from Stephen. Allow the chair to write an angry letter and send it to the non-com chair and to the board. So we have two proposals, basically. Another proposal was about changing the wording, suggested by Peter, not to use term unacceptable to the season two council. Yeah, it's very difficult to decide how to vote here. Nigel, you have a proposal.
It's not a proposal. I just want to get some feedback from Peter, assuming we've still got until the half hour, and I'm not really under time pressure. And I don't want to get into a lawyer versus lawyer debate terminology, because that would take 7 hours. But the question is this acceptable to council or is it not? If it's not acceptable to council, it is unacceptable. Now, in the way I use the word unacceptable, it doesn't mean we will not accept. If it turns out that we have no legal position, as I think you don't, to deny, then it can still be unacceptable and still go through. So if you don't use the word unacceptable, then the word is acceptable and we're wasting our time on this discussion. So it is unacceptable in my view. I didn't have a strong view at all at the beginning of the discussion. I was kind of surprised when I brought this up, but when I analysed this, and I now have been briefed on the history, I think NomCom's relationship to us is unacceptable and this appointment is unacceptable, which is a great shame. It's a great shame for the individuals concerned, because they are both vast assets to the ICANN ecosystem. NomCom just shouldn't have done this thing.
Yeah, thank you very much, Nigel. That was my feeling as well, so saying that this is unacceptable to us does not mean that we're going to, not allow the appointee to participate. So this is not in our, neither our right nor our in position to not to let her participate, but it still can be, this behavior still can be unacceptable. But I see that Peter has his hand up. Yes, Peter.
Thanks, Katrina. I'm largely in agreement with that, and I don't think that we should have intense discussions whether to use the word unacceptable or not. Using the word unacceptable is perfectly fine for me, as long as we make clear that it refers to the way how NomCom has been disregarding this whole issue, and as a result of that, creates problems. I wouldn't use the term unacceptable in a way that it can be interpreted that CCNSO would disallow the appointed NomCom person to actively participate in the CC council meetings, because that's something that we cannot do from a legal point of view, and I just want us to prevent putting something on paper that could be considered as being illegal in terms of ICANN bylaws, etc., etc. So I'm perfectly fine to use the word acceptable, as long as you cannot go as far as accusing CCNSO for putting on paper something that is deemed to be illegal.
Yes, thank you very much. It won't be put on paper. It will be sent electronically. That's a joke. Yeah, sorry. You got your point. So, I agree with that. So it's unacceptable in the way that, of course, should she take her seat, she will be granted same access as any other non-com appointed for any other councillor. Then in that case, I propose that we still go with the top and see if everybody is comfortable and send it as soon as possible. So we'll have less than a week, maybe. Let's do it by next Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. So with that, I'm afraid I still need somebody to move and second. So anyone would like to move? Yes, Stephen moved. Alessandra seconded. Here we have the decision. Who is against? Who abstains? Okay, thank you. This is a unanimous decision, and we move forward with the draft as soon as I have something. I will send it to you guys. You're still on the call. Thank you very much. We have updates from council updates from the chair. I think I've spoken a lot. Nothing much to add from my side. Stephen?
Under any other business, I would like to bring to council's attention the fact that there are numerous broken links on the CCNSO portion of the ICANN website. I've made the Secretariat aware of this, and I would like to see an action item that would direct the Secretariat to find the appropriate people within and who maintain that website and get them to fix the links, because we're losing history, we're losing important history. And I don't see how, under any circumstances, this could be acceptable. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. I don't know if there is anyone we could ask to put all the other tasks aside, and even though I agree with you that it would be really good and necessary. So may I ask Bart, can you comment on how could we possibly proceed with that, taking into account that hopefully at some point in the future we'll get software for our new website and we'll need to move to that website. But my understanding is that Stephen is referring to some links that are on the ICANN website as well. Unfortunately, no information available due to broken links. So, Bart, any comments? How could we...
Yeah, I'd say from my end, and as far as I understand, running across some of these broken links as well, is... there is no systematic reason why some of the links are broken and some aren't. That's one. What I've noticed over time, and this is a bit of an issue, say some defer or refer to links on the ICANN website, and if you look at the ICANN website, there are a lot of old links which are broken, which end up nowhere. I don't know to what extent the material included is on the CCNSO website itself or relays to the ICANN website. Now, that being said, so if you run across it, please inform us and we follow up. But I don't see a way of, at least with our current, say, staffing, etc., to do it systematically, to run through the whole website and especially all the pages, what is and what is not posted, what is dead-end link, etc. So it has to be on, say, as on an ad hoc basis, unfortunately. But where you find them, please inform us and we'll follow up. But as I said, I don't have the bandwidth, or we don't have the bandwidth, to do it systematically. It will take quite some time. And especially, say, if you recall, I think at the time, say, Donna was the first person who got involved as a CCNSO secretariat, and that is in 2005-ish sometime. And then, say, Gabi got involved 1 or 2 years later. So especially the older links, I even don't have a clue where to look at, who to look at, before staff was appointed. That's, say, my comments. It is not helpful, I know, but I will try our best to, say, to resolve them on an ad hoc basis and when we run across them, but, say, we only can control as much as we can control, and that's not very much, unfortunately.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, I see in the chat window, for example, Stephen mentions council minutes from the early days. Probably we could start with that and understand what's if it's possible to fix that. And then the next one. Next question is log a ticket. Yes, at some point I wanted to learn about the possibility to use ticketing system, but we ended up with the idea to use Wiki. In Council Wiki, we have action items, and we could actually log them as action items, and that's actually one of the... Okay, on the ICANN website, it could be a little bit more difficult. This is an issue, and we must think of how to use that. So at this point, there's a suggestion that we, as soon as we come up we find some broken links, we move forward, and priority should be given to council meetings and find out where they are. Okay. Thanks for that. So any update from vice chairs, councillors, regional organizations, secretariat? Anyone would like to say anything? Okay, no updates. Working group updates we're going to have seen already posted on, in chat window. Yes, on updates in written will be distributed. Next meeting are on Thursday, 18 October, and then Wednesday, 1st November, local time face-to-face meeting. Some of the any other business. First of all, for the record, I would like to congratulate Jaap Akkerfors, who is very active in our community and provides us with his deep knowledge on country codes and all other possible codes and lists. So I'd like to congratulate Jaap Akkerfors with his inauguration in the Internet Hall of Fame. That's great, great news. Congratulations to Jaap. Another thing is that something that still is has to be done. This is regarding our present to Steve Crocker. Anyone got any great idea? No alcohol this time. I think we don't want Steve to be arrested. Yeah, that's a very tough one. Stephen, I agree with you. That is really tough thing to come up with. But we have to move quickly because not much time. We really need to find some good idea so that we can prepare and come up with. Okay, Peter.
Thanks, Katrina. It's maybe a silly idea, and I don't know how much this is appealing to somebody with a technical background, but we have an artist in Belgium that makes portraits that are completely built up with small Lego bricks. Maybe that's something that could work.
Sounds interesting. Maybe you could share a link with some examples
Okay, will do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, that would be great, and I think probably we could move forward with something like this. Yes? A unique piece of art. Yeah, but it should, maybe it should somehow, okay, unique piece of art, but how is that related to CCTLD, to our country, to CC in itself? I mean, something very unique, but still relevant to CCTLD world. Okay, so Peter will share the link, and then we can all again think and how we proceed, move forward. Okay. Any other business? Okay, I don't see any. And with that, thank you very much, and see you next time. And definitely exchange emails online. Thank you, and bye-bye.